There's a storm across the valley. Clouds are rolling.
Four men in their mid-70s on a farm outside Beverly in Randolph County, West Virginia, having a great time playing music together. Two of the four, singer Blake Bogus and bass guitarist Edgar James, met more than 70 years ago.
I am Blake Bogus. I am from Fairmont, West Virginia. Was very involved in the First Presbyterian Church, where I met Edgar. We've known each other since we were about three in nursery school and started singing together when we were probably five in a church choir. And a light in your eyes
that makes me warm. My name is Edgar James. I first met Blake when I was in kindergarten in church. And we learned to sing in the church choir, and we sang together through all 12 years. We were in Corlears, which is a Fairmont Senior High School choral group at the time, and there were 60 people, chosen out of about 1,000.
At West Virginia University, Blake met Nick Conger, a guitar player and the only member of the group not from West Virginia.
My name is Nick Conger, and I was born in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, and then my folks moved up north. So I basically grew up on the North Shore of Long Island. My dad had gone to a military school in Virginia, Waynesboro, Virginia, called Fishburne Military School. So he thought it might be a good idea if I went. Interestingly, that's kind of what was the road for me to get to West Virginia, because I was on the rifle team in high school, ended up being captain of the rifle team, and was looking for a school with a good rifle team. And WVU had a really, really good team even back then. That's also where I met Blake. We were fraternity brothers.
Hey, it's good to be back home again. Yes, it is.
When Blake, Edgar, and Nick were seniors at WVU, they met another guitar player, Ed Bowes.
I'm Ed Bowes. I grew up in Charleston, West Virginia. I was a sophomore at WVU and was actually interviewing to pledge a fraternity. Blake Bogus was the first person I met. We became good friends and just hit it off right away. It turned out Blake was a singer, and he knew Nick and Edgar, and they were both, as probably they've told you, Blake and Edgar had known each other all their lives and had sung together.
At this point, Ed fondly remembers the one bandmate who has passed away, but who remains an integral part of their story.
I had a friend, Ray Ketchum, who was one of my old friends, dearest friends, who was actually in postgraduate school. Ray was a great banjo player. So the five of us kind of coalesced just to play music together.
But it was the spring of 1968, a turbulent time in U.S. history. The Vietnam War was raging, Martin Luther King was just assassinated, civil unrest was common. Folk and rock music and protest songs were in the air. Edgar James.
So we got together and we sang a few songs and we thought, gee, that's nice. We went over to the Mountain Lair, at the time it was the new one, the one they just built. And we were standing out there singing and playing. I was just standing there because I didn't have a bass. And we saw the manager of the Mountain Lair come to the door, and I said, quick, put your instruments away like we're leaving. So he put all the instruments away, and we started to leave, and he hurried over. And he wanted to know if we could sing at the Mountain Lair. We said, sure. We knew three songs.
How we got the name of the band, we couldn't come up with a good name. We were actually sitting at the TGIF place everybody went on a Friday afternoon to drink beer and socialize, staring at each other in the booth. And Nick looked over at an ad for Prior Beer, and he said, how about the Prior Five? That sounds good. And that's all there was to it.
So in about 2 or 3 weeks, we put together, I think, 15 songs and sang them. Now, we were the first local group to sing in the Mountain Lair. They've since had many local groups, but we were the first ones not to be hired from outside.
Amazingly, someone recorded the very first Prior Five concert at the WVU Mountain Lair in 1968.
These boys are all West Virginia University students, and we're kind of proud of them. And I'll say this, that they are one of the best groups, I think, that we've had at Group M. You can judge for yourself on the next show. What do you say, the Prior Five?
Certain kind of love.
two or three weeks to learn enough to play two sets. We threw it all together and played this magical concert.
With a mixture of folk, rock, pop, country, and bluegrass music, that night they wowed the audience at West Virginia University.
Around that time was Bonnie and Clyde. So the movie Bonnie and Clyde came out, and Foggy Mountain Breakdown was the popular song from the movie Bonnie and Clyde. And Ray Ketchum, our banjo player, was just outstanding.
We somehow pulled it off and then lost touch with each other shortly thereafter. I was only a sophomore, and the other guys were all seniors. They graduated, disappeared into their lives. And that was kind of the end of the story.
After just a few weeks together, but it wasn't quite the end. After graduating from WVU, lead singer Blake Bogus joined the Navy and worked in intelligence. Later, he became a legislative assistant on Capitol Hill, then returned to Fairmont and ran a hospital there for most of his career. Today, Blake divides his time between a family farm west of Morgantown, West Virginia, and a home on Siesta Key, Florida. Bass guitarist Edgar James became a chemist and worked in corporate America, General Foods, Campbell's Soup, and pharmaceutical companies. Today, in his so-called retirement, he teaches chemistry part-time at High Point University in North Carolina. Nick Conger, who played the lead guitar, became an Army intelligence officer, first in Chicago, then in Vietnam. Then, following graduate school, spent 30 years as a bank examiner for the federal government. In retirement, Nick finished a PhD and taught at West Virginia Wesleyan in Buchanan, West Virginia, before retiring fully in Wake Forest, North Carolina. Guitarist and banjo player Ed Bose spent most of his career as an engineer with Dominion Power in Richmond. Today, he divides his time between homes in Richmond and Beverly, West Virginia. Banjo player Ray Ketchum went on to WVU Medical School, became a psychiatrist, and practiced in Maine. He died in 2009. The men never forgot the group that briefly brought them together. About 50 years passed. Blake Bogus.
Ed Bose decided at some point to try to get a hold of us, and he finally got Nick through his being an alumni of Fishburne Academy, and the two of them actually met in Buchanan and started playing together. And then immediately Nick got a hold of Edgar and me and said, let's do it. By the summer of 2018, we were together practicing.
Telling me that I was born.
Somebody got out an old playlist. Blake said, I've got the words. I said, what key is it in? And boom, it was like we had been together for 50 years. It is as though we had not been apart. So it's very, very familiar. It's warm. It's inviting. It's just fun to get back and sing with them again.
50 years.
It is like a miracle for us. My primary residence has been in West Virginia most of that 50 years. And I guess I'm the only one that has done that. We all met in West Virginia. I think all four of us feel as though that's where our roots are. That has played into our cohesiveness.
And so we've been getting together periodically ever since. We met at a condo at the Snowshoe Resort, and we went down to the restaurant at the end of the Cass Mountain Railway and played a couple of sets there. And they've said we can come back anytime. But because of the pandemic, we didn't get back.
My friend Ray was, among many other things, a wonderful banjo player. And he was the banjo player in this group. I was not. But as time went on, Ray taught me to play the banjo. And I now have his banjo. His daughter gave it to me when Ray passed away. So now I'm the banjo player for the Prior Five. And I try to play the way he did, and when we're together, play the songs he played on the banjo that he played. So that is very meaningful to me and to the other guys.
On the far horizon, early in the morning.
We said, let's keep doing this. And then now we're talking about possibly making a little CD for ourselves. So I guess it's never too late. You know, if you enjoy what you're doing, just keep doing it and feel blessed that you have that opportunity to do that. So I even kind of said, you know, we could have our farewell tour. Started in Morgantown, and then Blake said, well, we could go to Fairmont, and then we could go to Charleston, and then we can go to Buchanan, and then we can go to Elkins and go to Cass. So we've already got our T-shirt. We're going to have T-shirts with all the little towns printed on it, and what's going to be our farewell tour.
Hey, it's good to be back home again.
And our one and only CD is going to be our greatest hits CD. So it's just so much fun, the camaraderie and the personality of the Prior Five. It's magical. It's really something special.
Yes, hey, it's good to be back home again.
For Inside Appalachia, I'm Jean Snedeker.